Welcome to Set Free Live, brought to you by Set Free Outreach Ministries. It is our prayer that the word of the Lord will be a blessing to you. We pray that as you listen, the Holy Spirit will enlighten, encourage, and inspire you in your walk with the Lord. Let's go now into the word of the Lord. Be blessed.
Everybody
say amen.
God
has spoken.
So let the church,
say amen.
Yeah. Can I get a witness?
Let the church.
Oh.
God bless you, beloved. Welcome to Set Free Live. I am Apostle Deborah, and beloved, it is a blessing and an honor and a joy to be with you once again today. We do thank and praise God for his loving kindness and his tender mercy. We're excited about being able to be on the broadcast with you. We're starting a brand new series entitled The Armor of God. And the message that we want to begin this week with is taken from Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. Be strong in the Lord. And this is an hour where God is wanting to strengthen the body of Christ, the soldiers of Jesus Christ, to be able to effectively, amen, war, good warfare, and just be effective Christians for the glory and honor of Jesus Christ. So as we go into this study, we ask that you just gather around for the next few moments as we spend this time with the Lord. We pray that the word of the Lord will be an encouragement to you. If you would like to contact us, you may do so at the end of the broadcast. The announcer will give information to make contact with us via email through our website. Praise the Lord. And if you'd like to even call in, praise God, and make comments as the Lord allows, we will give opportunity for that. Praise the Lord. We do appreciate those that call in. You can also listen via your computer. However you choose to listen to the broadcast, we want to say we appreciate it. Our guest call-in number is 718-664-9578. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you, Lord God, for the opportunity to come before you, Lord, in prayer this morning. We ask you, Lord, that as we go into the word, that, Father God, you will enrich your people, that you would encourage and lift up and edify. Father, we thank you now. We praise you for what you're doing. We ask, God, that you, by your Spirit, would lead us and guide us. Father God, that you would have your way now. Take us further in the word of the Lord. And, Lord God, we praise you for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. And I'm going to read this from the Amplified version of the Bible. It says, in conclusion, be strong in the Lord. Be empowered through your union with him. Draw your strength from him, that strength which his boundless might provides. Now, we know the King James says, be strong in the Lord. It says, let me go to it, praise God. Ephesians 6 and 10 out of the King James version of the Bible. It says, finally, my brethren. Paul is saying here, in conclusion. Now, we know that when you hear in conclusion, it's meaning that he's beginning to wrap it up, praise God. But Jesus wants us to be strong or be empowered. And we're empowered through our union with the Lord or our relationship. God wants to develop a good, healthy relationship with his people. And we do that through prayer and through studying the word, getting to know who the Lord is. Praise God. Amen. And he's saying, draw your strength from him. Now, you know, it's easy for us. We try to tap into people a lot of times, and we attempt to get strength from people. But really, our strength should come from God, not from people. Amen. We put people up on a pedestal a lot of times, and when things don't go the way we think they should, or they may say something that angers us, all of a sudden our view of them changes. But when we keep the Lord Amen, is first and foremost in our life, and we develop that relationship with him. He is the one that empowers us. He's the one that encourages us. He's the one that gives us the authority to walk in his name and to do the things that he's called us to do. So we're strong in the Lord when we're united with him, when we abide and we dwell in the secret place of God. Amen. He has a place for each and every one of us, praise God. So in order for us in the body of Christ to maintain victory, we must be strengthened in our mind and in our heart. Now, we know the mind is a place that the enemy constantly will try to attack. Amen. But the Bible tells us that we must be renewed in the spirit, glory to God, of our mind. And if we're renewed by the Spirit of God daily, it will keep us, amen, from the lower places where the enemy wants to keep us in his realm. But God wants us to set our affections on things above and get high in the spirit realm. Come on, somebody. Glory to God. And so in doing this, by him strengthening us in our mind and in our hearts, glory to God, it causes us to maintain that flow with the Spirit of God and with Jesus Christ, praise God, and fellowshipping with him and communing with him daily, praise God, will strengthen us. Now listen, Paul had to be strengthened in order to preach the gospel to those whom God sent him to. He had to be strengthened because of the right away, glory to God, he was faced with persecution and people all of a sudden wanted to kill him and wanted to stamp him out. So he had to grab a hold to the strength of God in order, amen, to go through the things that he had to endure. And we have to do the same as ministers of the gospel, as apostles and prophets, praise God. And all of us, praise God, we have to be strengthened because many times things come at us on a daily basis. Praise God, through those around us sometimes, things come at us, praise God, and we have to weather the storm. We weather it through Jesus. We weather it, amen, through him telling us, amen, keep your eyes on me. Continue to walk in the love of God, praise God. Continue, amen, to do what I'm calling you to do. Now, listen, strengthen, that word literally means to be empowered and enabled by God to serve effectively and faithfully in his kingdom. Now, number one, God wants us to be effective. And how are we effective? Praise God. We're effective when we're doing what God has told us to do. Praise the Lord. We're effective, glory to God, when we pray and our prayers are answered. When we lay hands on the sick, glory to God, and they're healed, they're delivered. Come on. But the word goes before. Amen. What we do, praise God, is basically just following the Holy Ghost. God is actually the one doing it, but he's using us. Come on, somebody. Now, he's looking for people that he can use. Glory to God. So, in essence, praise God, he wants us enabled, amen, by the Spirit of the Lord, amen, to effectively, amen, work in the kingdom. And not only that, we must be faithful. Amen. He's looking for faithfulness. Amen. He doesn't want us, amen, to be up and down, in and out. He wants us to be faithful to him. Glory to God. Now listen, Paul had to be strengthened to stand against every wicked force that came his way. Glory to God. Paul had a relationship with Jesus that was such that God, listen, stood with him, okay, and strengthened him to endure all that he had to face in his walk with God. His relationship with God caused him to be effective in the preaching of the gospel. Now, we're going to read 2 Timothy chapter 4, 17 and 18. Glory to God. Second Timothy chapter 4, verses 17 and 18. Praise God. The word says this, notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me and strengthened me, that by me the preaching might be fully known, and that all the Gentiles might hear. And I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion. Now listen, the Lord stood with him, calling him, putting him in the ministry. amen, at a time when he was going throughout the land and the territory at that time, wreaking havoc on the saints, on the Christians, and persecuting them, and amen, to sending to death when Stephen was stoned, praise God. But at that time, amen, as he was going forth, God yet said, there's something in this young man. I'm going to put him in the ministry. Praise the Lord. He called Paul out, praise the Lord. And he says, and the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work. Now, Paul knew that the enemy was constantly after him. Come on. And just like the enemy's after some of us constantly to keep us from our potential. But he knew that God was his deliverer. And guess what? He's our deliverer. He's our helper. He's our strengthener. He will keep us. Come on. Glory to God. He says he's going to deliver me from every evil work and will preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom. To him to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. And that's exactly what God did for him. Now listen, as a result of Paul preaching, praise God, it has opened the way for us. Praise the Lord. Amen. Because he was an apostle to the Gentiles. The Lord called him to preach the gospel. He went into those areas where God, amen, led him. Praise God. He was effective. Praise God. Even in prison, even as a prisoner, amen, God still used him. So it doesn't matter where we are, praise God, our situations, if you will, God will use us for his glory and for his honor. So listen, it's imperative that we are united with the Lord in such a way that no matter what we may have to face, we will endure standing. Amen. He wants us to stand. Glory to God. Knowing that God is with us. And that he will continue to prove himself faithful because we walk not by sight, but we walk by faith. Praise the Lord. That faith is trusting God, believing God, taking him at his word, getting to know the God that we're serving. Amen. And trusting in God. Glory to God. We have to trust fully in the Lord. Our whole help comes from the Lord. It doesn't come, amen, from, amen, tangible things or even people, but it comes straight from God. So we must know that God enables us to accomplish his work as he did with Paul, and he will. Amen. Beloved, if he's called you, amen, he will enable you to do the things that he has called you to do. He will lead you step by step, moment by moment, but we have to continually seek the face of God. There should not be a day that goes by that we don't seek God in prayer, especially leaders, amen, apostles, and amen, those that are carrying, amen, ministries that the Lord has given. You've got to get your direction from the Lord. You've got to stay in that pocket of prayer. Amen. God wants to speak. He wants to lead. Amen. He will tell us exactly what to do, but we must stay in his face. We've got to seek his face daily. Amen. Stay in that place with the Lord. Don't ever just take for granted, amen, just because God uses you, that you can just take for granted that you know what to do. Beloved, we don't know what to do. We don't know, amen, how to proceed, but the Holy Spirit does because he tells us what to do from the Father. Glory to God. So Paul was enabled because he was put in the ministry. God counted him faithful even before he was called. Now let's go over to 1 Timothy. 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 12. It says, and I thank Christ Jesus our Lord who hath enabled me, for that he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry. This ought to encourage someone. Praise God on today. You may feel that you're not worthy, but God sees you. He knows all about you. Praise God. Because he's predestined you. Amen. He's predestined us. Praise God. He has a destiny for you. Praise the Lord. He knows the ins and outs and ups and downs. And this is why when we allow the Lord, amen, to do in us what he wants to do, he will use us. Praise God. It's not us. It's not anything that we could ever do upon ourselves. Praise God. But when we fully just surrender to the will of God, we make up our mind that we're going to serve the Lord. Amen. No matter what. If you don't do anything but go to church, pray, and seek God. If you don't do anything but just develop your relationship with Lord, that the Lord, that should be first and foremost anyway. Praise God. Everything else that comes as a result of being submitted to the Lord, being fully submitted to him. Now listen, he said this, Paul said, who was before a blasphemer. He blasphemed. Glory to God. He rejected what Jesus was doing. And he didn't understand this Christian faith. Glory to God. And he was a persecutor. Glory to God. It wasn't nothing for him to persecute the saints. Glory to God. And he was injurious. He brought harm because, amen, to consent to someone's death is murder. Glory to God. So in a sense, he was a murderer. Come on, somebody. Amen. He did all of these things, but yet God enabled him. Now, he didn't keep him there. He didn't stay in that state. He came out. He was delivered. He was set free. If some people really believe, well, I don't need to be delivered. The Lord forgave me, yes, but there are things still in your life, glory to God. There are seeds there, and those seeds are yet growing. Come on. Amen. And so we've got to be freed. Amen. Free in our mind, free in our soul, free in our body, free in our emotions. Amen. Everything has to be surrendered over to the Lord Jesus. And then he says, and I obtained mercy. Listen, mercy is unmerited favor. It's favor that we don't deserve. He didn't deserve the mercy that God gave him, but yet he gave it to him. Praise God. Because I did it ignorantly in unbelief. He didn't believe. He didn't know what the Lord was doing. But when the Lord, amen, revealed himself, one thing I do like about this man of God, amen, he recognized that's Jesus. Come on, and when you have an encounter with Jesus, it should change your life. It should make a difference. Glory to God. When he really comes in, glory to God, and begin to speak to you, begin to deal with you, glory to God, and you feel the pull and tug of the Holy Ghost, it's going to make a difference. I don't know about you, but Jesus makes a difference in my life. Glory to God. Every time I cry unto him and go to him, praise God, and he's right there. He makes a difference. Amen. He brings about a change. The things that you used to do, you find, I don't want to do that no more. Amen. You find you want to walk in integrity. You want to walk upright. You want to love the way the Lord wants you to. Come on. Amen. Why? Jesus really does make a difference in our lives. Listen, in verse 14 says, and the grace of our Lord was exceeding abundant with faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus. Praise God. So Paul recognized that the Lord really loved him. Praise God. Amen. And there's a song that says he looked beyond my faults. Yeah, he will look beyond your faults. In other words, he will recognize, yeah, you got some faults there. Amen. He don't excuse anything, but he'll pull you in. Glory to God. Get you to that place. Hallelujah. Where then he can, amen, begin to scale and begin to pull off. Amen. As we surrender to God. Thank you, Jesus. Listen, we know Paul, amen, he was a persecutor again, he was a blasphemer, amen, he was injurious, amen, but once God really got a hold of his life, he was forever changed. He completed the will of God and walked out his destiny with the Lord. He recognized that he had been a chief sinner, but he knew that even though he had committed sin, listen, God forgave him. Amen. And God wants to forgive you. He wants to really let you know how much he loves you. Come on. Amen. That he wants to use you. Glory to God. But we've got to do this thing God's way. It can't be our way, beloved. It's got to be God's way. Now listen, there may be things in your life, glory to God, that you think that you'll never overcome, never get through. But listen, recognize this. Jesus died so that you may be free. And just as he cleansed Paul's life, listen, he will do the same for you. Amen. He'll bring you on out. Glory to God. There are preachers out there that have been struggling for years, son, to get to that place. No, you know you got a call. You know that there's something pulling at you. Amen. But you've been in a struggle. It's like a tug of war. You've got something on the right pulling. You got God on the right. You got the enemy pulling on the left, or cares of this life, or whatever it is, to keep you from that place, to keep you from really getting over in that place with God where you need to be so that you can learn, amen, how to grow up in God. Amen. Praise God. Some of you need to make some changes in your life. Some of you need to shift. You need to move from where you are. You need to get out of that religious state that you've been in for years. Praise God. The same old mulberry bush every year. Glory to God. Not really growing. You're not being effective because you're not where you really need to be. There's more and you know it. Glory to God. But you've got to get in that place, amen, and you've got to recognize that even if you got to move, even if you got to shift, glory to God, amen, you may need to pack up your bags and move to another place, glory to God, amen, so you can get what you need so God can develop you, so he can, amen, put in you what's needed, glory to God. But if you don't ever step out, praise God, you stand in that same old place, you're going to be there year after year. Some of us need to really look at where we are and look at, am I growing? Am I really making an impact for Jesus? Praise God. Because he really will. Amen. He will lead you and he will guide you into all truth. Amen. Now listen, there may be things in your life that you may need to, again, as we said, you think you won't overcome, praise God, but the greater one is on the inside. Come on. Amen. And so he says, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. He wants us to be overcomers. Praise God. How do we overcome? Amen. By recognizing who we are in the Word of God. Recognizing that Jesus, amen, is the one that will cause us to overcome. Glory to God. Now listen, he cleansed Paul's life. He'll do the same for you. You must believe, beloved. You must believe this, that the work that Jesus did on the cross was just for you. If you'd have been the only one, if it had only been me, only been you, he would have still died. Glory to God. So one of the things that will keep us from walking in the strength of the Lord, listen, is unbelief and doubt. Okay? We've got to believe God. Amen. Don't begin to doubt the word. Amen. Just because that promise hasn't come to pass yet, don't believe, don't mean that God isn't going to bring it to pass. Praise God. You've got to believe the word. Do not allow any seed of doubt to come into your life. It will stop you. It will stop your growth. Glory to God. Listen, Abraham was a man that did not stagger at the promises of God, okay? He did not doubt, nor did he disbelieve God's word. He believed God, okay? He did not question God when it came to his promises. Now, I'm going to read this scripture in Romans chapter 4 and verse 20. The scripture says this, he staggered not at the promise of God, through unbelief. Unbelief will cause you to stagger, okay, because you won't be on firm footing, all right? But was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. So when God gives a word, he's able to fulfill it, okay? You don't want to be like Sarah and get ahead of God. Don't get ahead of him. Don't lag behind. Just walk with him. Wait on him. Wait on him. As you wait on him, your strength will be renewed. You'll gain more strength in God. Waiting on God, amen, causes us to get tight with the Lord. My God. Amen. You'll have that pull in the Holy Ghost with the Lord. And listen, Abraham grew strong and was empowered by faith, which caused him to give glory and honor to God. So in his old age, he was blessed beyond measure. Praise the Lord. After Sarah died, listen, he married Keturah and had 6 more children. All of his children were blessed because of the promises from God. So when we do not believe what God says, it will cause our strength to leave us. Now this man of God gained more strength. Because why? He believed God. All right? The more you believe, the stronger you will become. Okay? Faith comes by hearing. And hearing by the word of God. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Okay? Now listen. Again, of Abraham's children were blessed simply because of the promises of God. When we do not believe God, okay, and what he says, it will cause our strength again to leave us. We don't want our strength to wane. A lot of times we grow weary because of the things that take place in our lives. We get weary. We feel like giving up. Praise the Lord. Glory to God because, amen, of the things that go on in our lives, praise God. We think, God, you said this, but it don't look like it's ever going to come about. What am I going to do? You've got to hold on to God. Don't give up now. Don't quit, okay? We must know, beloved, that God is real. His word is real, and his promises, listen, are yea and amen. Everything God says, hallelujah, is true. This is why when we put on the belt of truth, we'll get there eventually, but when we really put it on and recognize that his word really is true, it's real, it works, it's alive, glory to God, amen. And what he says is yes, and what he says is amen, that means so be it. I mean, let it be so, it will come to pass. And then that word will activate in us. Praise the Lord. It will activate in. God wants his word to be activated in our lives. Glory to God. Father, we thank you for the word today. I thank you, Lord, that you want us to be strong in you. And you're strengthening us, your people. I ask you, dear Lord, to continue to work your perfect work in us. I ask you, Father, to take your word down deep in our hearts. Don't let it slip. Don't let it fall by the wayside. But let it go down into good ground. That, Father God, it will bring forth fruit. And that fruit will remain in the name of Jesus. I ask you, Lord, to touch those that are listening today. Father God, help us to be strong in you. Help them to be strong in you. Help them to keep their eyes on you, Father God, not looking to the left or to the right, but, Father God, with their faces as a flint to do your will. We are thanking you today for all that you're doing. Continue to be Lord. And, Father God, we thank you now, and we give you praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Beloved, you have been listening to Set Free Live. Amen. Brought to you by Set Free Outreach Ministries. We pray that the word of the Lord will continue to be an encouragement and a strength to you. Amen. We will be on this series, amen, all week long. And we pray, amen, that you will be encouraged, amen, and strengthened. Know that God is wanting to strengthen you, make you strong soldiers so that you can continue to be effective in the body of Christ. He wants you effective, amen. He wants you, amen, to know that he is there with you, and he will give you all that you need to succeed in him. Be encouraged, beloved. Be encouraged. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Keep pressing forward. Be like Paul, amen. Press toward that mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. On our next broadcast, we will pick up with this teaching, praise God, amen. Taken from Ephesians 6 and 10, entitled, Be Strong in the Lord. Amen. Be strong in him today. Walk in victory today. Know that God is with you. Praise God. Amen. And he loves you, and he's working all things out for you because he does love you, beloved, and he cares. Amen. We'll be back again on our next broadcast. Amen. But I want you to be blessed. Amen, in the Lord. Have a blessed day in Jesus' name. Oh, we love you. Amen. We're praying for you. Send us your prayer requests, praise God, praise reports. Let us know how we can touch and agree with you. Until we meet again, may God bless you. It is my prayer.
Thank you for listening to Set Free Live. Set Free Live is brought to you by Set Free Outreach Ministries. If you would like more information about our ministry, we invite you to visit us on our website at www.setfreeoutreachministries.org. If you would like to sow into our ministry, you may do so by clicking the donate button on our homepage. We encourage you to email us your prayer requests, praise reports, or comments to ApostleDeborah@SetFreeOutreachMinistries.org. You may also write us at Set Free Outreach Ministries, 714 Aurora Avenue, Pueblo, Colorado, 81004. Until our next broadcast, keep looking up, beloved, and know that God is working all things out for you just because he loves you. And he cares.